some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Truth of the Matter on the Six Eyes Radio Network, wanting to say welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those great things, as we have Dr. Doug Quick with us in the house with another great message from God's Word. Amen. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us tonight?
Oh, we got God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Brother Quick and his wife, and just little old me.
All right. Well, then, Ruth, we'll let you take us off first.
Okay. Pray for Emily and I. Both haven't been feeling as good, and I know you've been having your cough yet. So, but I do have some good news. My the office of where I'm going to get the pain injections called, and as soon as I get over this bronchitis, they want me to come in and have my injections in my back. So I could thank the Lord for that.
Amen. And then, of course, as I've been always saying, all our countries, that their leaders would seek after God, not after man. The situation over in Israel for Brother Timothy Gruber, as he's over there in that land, right pretty close to the heat of the action. We want to continue to pray for the blind ministry in the need of a bus. We want to continue to pray for the Six Eyes Radio Network and the needs there, and all the team here of the Six Eyes Radio Network, for our military, for all our first responders, fire, police, ambulance, those working in hospitals, nursing homes, and, of course, the patients in both places, the sick and shut-in all over the world, and, of course, the lost all over the world, especially that soul who is nearest hell, that they'd be touched tonight with the message that they come to Christ. Amen. And with that, Brother Quick, we're going to turn it into your hands with any prayer requests, prayer praises you may have, and then let you take right over from there and give us opening prayer and your message.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. We have our three special unspoken that we're still taken to the Lord, and the Lord knows all about that, and we're glad the Lord knows about that. Amen. And the Lord knows about every unspoken request that any person can ever have, that's for sure. God is a God. He's a know-it-all. And I don't say that trying to brag or anything like that, but he is a know-it-all. He knows everything. Nothing has ever taken God by surprise, and I'm very glad for that, because when I cried out for him to save me, that didn't take him by surprise. He'd been waiting for me, and ever since then, it's been a good ride with the Lord, for sure. My wife, she's just sitting over there looking at me, but I know that she had another prayer request, and I think we'll just add that for unspoken, okay?
I think that's what we did.
Okay. So now we got four.
We got four.
We got four now. And she's sitting there laughing because we got four unspoken requests. God's not laughing. God knows all about it. Amen.
We do have a praise report.
And a praise report. All right.
You'll be getting your...
Speak up, girl.
You'll be getting your left knee done, whatever they're going to do. What's he going to do on your knee?
They're going to fix my left knee in the morning. My right knee is coming along very good, but my left knee is still giving me troubles for sure. And the doctor's office called me earlier today, and they're trying to give me that same line that they gave me the first time around, and trying to tell me that I'm going to owe about $600 tomorrow. And I said, no, ma'am, I'll be there for my appointment, but until the doctor himself tells me that I owe that money, I'm not paying it. Because the last time, when the doctor found out that I had paid it out of my own pocket, he just about flipped out, and he told me, no, sir, Mr. Quick, any time that money is coming out of your pocket, you're going to hear that from me. And so I just told the nurse, I'll be there for my appointment. I don't plan on paying because my insurance company is going to pay for this. And you will hear from your doctor, that's for sure. And so just we'll sure enough appreciate you keeping us in your prayers. My right knee is doing very well, and I'm glad for that. And I'm glad for how the Lord can touch us at any time. And he's done that many, many times in our ministry, and we've always been very thankful for the Lord for that. So let me pray, and we'll get into the message tonight. Our Father, thank you now for these requests that have been brought to our attention. Thank you for Miss Ruth. As soon as she is over this bronchitis business, she will be getting those injections in her back, and I know all about what that feels like. I've had that in my back myself, and I know that when she gets those injections, she will be hopping and skipping a whole lot better than what she is now. And so, Lord, we're just asking you to keep your hand upon her and help her to get over this, I think it's bronchitis, very soon so that she can get in and get these injections, and they'll help her so much. And then for Brother Ken, he's mentioned the sick and the shut-in and the cops. Every cop in this nation needs to have somebody praying for him every day, that's for sure. And every time that I run into a city cop here, I tell them that I have prayed for them that day, because I pray for all the police in America every day, because there's many that are in bigger cities than this, and I know that they take an awful strain sometimes. And so, Lord, just I pray that you just keep your hand upon all of the cops, all of the those that run the ambulances and picking up those that need to be in the hospital. Just keep them safe on the roads. And then I'm asking you just help me this night. I pray for a filling of your spirit and asking that you just minister unto me and through me. And for those sinners that are listening this night or any time during the day that they would hear this, I would plead with you that you just speak to their hearts and help them to understand that this message is for them. So just be with us in a very special way this night now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, if you are able to open a Bible, I'm asking for you to turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, and chapter number 7 is where I'm going to be. I want to bring a message tonight. What is meant term repentance? Last week, I brought a message on the subject of what is sin. Now, tonight, I'm going to bring a message on what is meant by the term repentance. And hopefully, the Lord will give us the understanding so that we'll understand exactly what it is by the time I get done. Now, this word is used in two different ways in the first verse that I'm going to read, and I'll be very quick to help you to understand exactly what's going on in this verse. Chapter 7, look at verse number 8 with me, if you would, please. The Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. And verse number 8, he says, "For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season." What is repentance? Well, we're going to find out this night exactly what this subject of repentance is all about. Paul used the word, he said, "I do not repent." That's what he said first. And then he backed it up and he said, "though I did repent." Now, what does that mean? Does that mean he's going around in circles? No, not at all. It doesn't mean that at all. What that means is, "I do not repent," is what he said first. And it means that Paul is said of himself, "I'm not sorry for those words that I wrote to you." And then when he says, "though I did repent," now he's saying, "I was at the first sorry for the words because I didn't want to hurt you." And Paul is so careful in all of his writings, all the way through the Word of God. And that's what these two words of repent are telling us here in verse number 8. "For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now, verse number 9 tells us all about and how he repented and what he got out of it. Verse number 9 says, now I rejoice. You know what rejoicing is? Rejoicing is joy on top of joy. Rejoice. That's exactly what that means. That means joy on top of joy. And we have been in many meetings around this world, around this country, and we have seen different men that would get happy, and they would get joy on top of joy. Some of them would take off on a run. Well, I used to run years and years ago, but after all the surgeries I've had now, I just tell everybody, you run for me. And there's usually somebody that will run for me. Amen. But that's what Paul is talking about. He said, I do not repent that I wrote that letter to you, though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. What does he mean, it made them sorry for a season? It means that God was working in their hearts. And verse number 9 tells us how God had worked in their hearts and they had trusted Christ. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. You see, that's the reason there why Paul said, though I did repent. He didn't want to cause any damage. It would help us in this nation if we had more preachers that would take that same view when they're dealing with people. I have always been careful in my preaching. God called me into evangelism 40 years ago. I'm still in evangelism. I just can't run the roads as fast as what I used to. I used to book meetings so close, we had to drive that bus almost around the clock in order to get in. And there were different times when they would be singing the first song before we would be able to get in. I kept telling myself, quick, you're going to quit doing this. You got to quit doing this. It's going to kill you. And I would say, yeah, I'm going to quit doing this. Well, that would last for maybe a week. And then the phone calls would come in, and I would just take up booking again. And the Lord has helped us to be able to slow down and not have to run the roads as much as what we were back then. Miss Quick even had to drive the bus back then, and she's not able to drive much right now. And when I get this knee fixed in the morning, because they will be fixing this knee, because the insurance is going to pay for it. And when I get this knee fixed, they've already told me you have to have a driver to drive you home. Well, my wife told the doctor the first time, she says, well, I'm not able to drive since I had that surgery. I've not been cleared to drive. But it's only 3 blocks back to the house. I think I can make it. Well, she made it the first time, and I think she'll make it this next time also. Amen. I've helped her on this big sled that we're driving. It's about twice as long. It feels like it's about twice as long, that little one that we had for 8 years. But and I'm having an awful time getting used to it, but I'm not crossing any place where I'm hitting anybody or nobody's coming across and hitting us, and we're just glad for that. But you see, I'm talking to you about repentance tonight. Paul said, I made you sorry with a letter, and I do not repent for that. And then he said, though I did repent, for I perceived that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it was but for a season. Then verse number 9, Paul knows that everything is A-OK. He says, now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. What in the world does he mean, you sorrowed to repentance? Well, repentance comes through the fact of God convicting our hearts. And when God is convicting our hearts, that's always a time of trial in our lives, because we wonder sometimes, all right, what's going on here, Lord? I don't know about this now. But if we just hold off and just keep going with the Lord, everything works out fine. It always has and it always will. But you see, godly sorrow worketh repentance. Sometimes we've got to be called out. I have different churches all around this great nation. And this was years ago. I was preaching up at a church in the state of Michigan. I had been asked by the pastor to come and preach. And so I was preaching. And I like to wander when I'm preaching. I mean, I don't like to just stay in one place. And I got right to one feller. I didn't know who he was. And I got right down in his face where I could see him. And I was preaching about for salvation. And I went to leave him, and the Spirit of God said, no, just stay here for a minute. And so I stayed there, and I preached at him a little bit longer. And when the service broke, the gentleman did not come forward and get saved. But when the service broke, there were several of the members of that church came to me, and they said, Brother Quick, did our pastor talk to you about that man that you stopped and you were preaching right at him? I said, no. What about him? And every one of them told me the same thing. This church has been praying for years for that man to get saved, and he hasn't gotten saved yet. I said, well, when he leaves today, he will leave with no excuse at all, because he knows what salvation is and what it's going to take. God helped me to preach right to him. And I didn't realize that I was preaching at a lost man. And I didn't realize that what I was preaching to him was coming from God through me to his soul. And I don't know, I haven't checked with anybody for a long time, but it's very possible that he's come to know the Lord Jesus by now. That was a number of years ago. But you see, Paul said, now I rejoice. Now he's got joy on top of joy. Those rejoicing times. I love to get joy on top of joy. There's times when we'll be where there'll be somebody else preaching at the time, and the Spirit of God will get on me, and I'll just jump to my feet, and I'll holler out, hallelujah. Say, well, what's going on, brother? What's going on? And I'm having a spell of rejoicing, joy on top of joy. And when you get joy on top of joy as a child of God, there's times when it's going to be hard to handle that. I know that for a fact. But you see, how does Bible salvation of a man's soul come to be? Well, first, it takes the preaching of God's word. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 and verse 14. Listen to these verses carefully tonight. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You see, preachers are important because preachers are the way that God gets his message to the lost really, really fast and easy today. But you see what I'm saying? It takes the preaching of God's word for someone to get saved. And I know there's always somebody that wants to argue about that verse of scripture. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's another verse of scripture in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21 that goes right along with this. Listen to this now. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Is there a discrepancy between these two verses? No, 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 not at all. The rest of verse 21 goes on to give us the answer. It says, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. You see, everyone who has called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save their soul is going to be busy working for the Lord from that time on. Those that claim to have come to know Christ as their personal Savior, that never lift a finger to do anything, they won't even go to church most of the time, they don't know what it means to be saved. Amen. Because when you trust Christ to save your soul, it puts you right down there on the front line of dealing with souls. That's what verse 21 says. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. When you find yourself doing, then you can know for a fact that you're going to heaven. Amen. Well, that's one. After the preaching of the Word of God, then it takes the fact of believing what the preacher said. Acts chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Listen to these verses. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, God's Holy Ghost knew who he was writing to, because he was writing to human beings. And we human beings know how easy it is to start bragging on something that we've done. We'll think that we've really accomplished something and all we can do is just brag about it. Amen. But that's not what happens when you get saved. Let me read these verses to you again. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. There's no boasting about getting saved. No boasting at all. You can testify, but you don't boast. You don't go around boasting, oh, listen to what I did in order to get saved. No, no, I don't even want to hear that stuff. Don't want to hear a bit of it. But we can testify and tell the world what we did. Amen. There's a difference between those two. This calls for every believer to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just how does a believer in Christ, one who has repented of his sins, how in the world does he grow? Well, let me give you 3 points on this. Point number one, he grows by knowing beyond every doubt that every sin has been forgiven. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 14. Listen to this. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. That's where it comes from, ladies and gentlemen. It comes through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. By becoming
a living sacrifice in our daily living. This is the second point. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse number 2. Listen to these. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse number 2 says this. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's how we grow. That's exactly how we grow. There's a third point. It is only when we learn real sacrificial living that we begin learning and understanding being just by our sacrifices, that we also learn by walking by faith. Romans chapter 5, listen to this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Being justified. How do we get justified? We get justified through our repenting. Amen. Oh, listen. It is then that we learn the best way to live our lives. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I want to read them for you again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse number 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. What a promise from God. And he does it. He does it really good. My wife just let out a silent amen. I mean, a silent amen. I can hear her, but I'm sure you couldn't hear her. Amen. But amen. I can hear her.
Amen.
Oh, there she goes a little bit louder. Yeah, that's her favorite verses, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So what is really meant by the term repentance? To repent means to regret deeply anything said or done against the God in heaven. Every man alive, every woman alive, every baby alive, whether they're a boy baby or a girl baby, is a sinner. I know. I've heard these mothers talking about how perfect their little baby was. My mother never said that. Not about me anyway. Amen. Maybe I wasn't so perfect. I don't know. But you know, that perfect little baby, it's not long, and those babies learn how to lie before they learn how to say the first word. I've used this illustration for years. I'll use it again tonight. We just had one child at that time, and my wife named him Junior after me. And one night, we had settled down. Baby was sleeping just as perfect as could be. And about the time that I was fixing to go to bed, all of a sudden, that little baby started screaming at the top of his lungs. The world's going on. So I jumped around, and I jumped in the bedroom where he was at. I picked him up off that cot that he was sleeping on, and as soon as I had him in my arms, he went like this. That's all he wanted was some attention. And he already learned how to lie. He sounded like he was just about to die until I got him in my arms. And then he just cooed me so nice and so sweet. And I looked down at that young'un, and I said to him, I knew he couldn't understand me, but I said to him, the day's going to come, boy, when you're going to grow up. And when you get growed up, that'll be the end of those kind of lies you just gave your daddy. Well, he's growed up now. And he's so busy working all the time, I hardly ever see him anymore. But that was the end of his lying, amen. He doesn't lie anymore. He's like his mama. His mama doesn't lie about anything, amen. I'm glad for that. But you see, what does it really mean by the term repentance? Well, to repent means to regret deeply anything said or done against the God in heaven. Every man, every woman, every teenager, every boy, every girl, every baby is a sinner. They're a sinner. I remember my sinning ways. I sure do. I remember how it was that I was under such conviction because of my sin. And the Spirit of God was telling me, I need to repent, Well, it took the preaching of the Word of God on that Friday night when I raised my hand. And my daddy knew about it. My daddy came and prayed with me. He said, I want to have the privilege of introducing you to the Lord Jesus. And he did. I'll never forget that. But as soon as that repentance was in place, all of a sudden, I was full of rejoicing. Rejoicing. I couldn't help myself. I was just rejoicing. Why is that? Because I was no longer a sinner. I was now on my way to heaven. Amen. That's what it's all about. You see, repentance means two different words. Penitence is one word. And penitence means sorrow for sins and faults. There's another word, contrition. Contrition means regret for faults and errors. That all works into that word of repentance. Repentance means that we must regret our faults, our errors before God. We must be sorrowful for every sin, for every fault before God. No ifs, no ands. No buts at all, none whatsoever. We're to be sorry and we're to repent for those things that we've done against God. That's what repentance is all about. If you have never entrusted in the Lord Jesus, if you're a sinner, you've never trusted Christ to save your soul, that's who I'm talking to tonight. You're still living a life as a sinner, then I would plead with you in this moment, as you hear the Spirit of God speaking to your heart, pray right now, cry out as a sinner that you are, and trust Christ to save your soul right now, this is that repentance that I'm preaching to you about tonight. God is hearing you. God is answering you. And you will know it. Hallelujah. Brother Ken will ask his wife, who all is listening tonight. I would hope that you are listening. And if you're not listening tonight, I would hope that there'd be another time when you would hear me and you would listen then and learn what it really means to repent before God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? I'm saying to you, with I now, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Verse number 10 goes on and says, for with the heart man believeth unto salvation, but with the mouth confession is made unto with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you trusted Christ to save your soul tonight, Brother Ken will tell you how to open up your mic, and you'll be able to tell us about it. And that's exactly what that verse of Scripture is talking about. It's talking about, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. I would plead with you for the listening audience that you would listen, that you would speak to their hearts, that they would hear you speak, that they would listen, that they would repent of their sin, trust Christ to save their soul, and they will know that it happened before they get up off their knees. I know that because it happened to me. My daddy knew that because it happened to him. And there's countless other ones that knew that because it happened to them also. You see what I'm saying, Lord? I'm pleading with you for sinners this night that they would trust Christ to save their soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my mailing address is 1122, that's 1122 Church Street. And we live here in Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital WayCross, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're just so glad to be able to preach this message from the southeastern corner of the great state of Georgia of the United States of America. And Lord, I would ask that you just minister unto those that need Christ this night. And we'll sure thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken?
Amen. And that was a great message that we just heard about repentance. And if you wish to join in the conversation, as Brother Quick said, all you got to do is press at number one if you've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises. And, of course, let us know what you thought of Brother Quick's message. And if you've accepted Christ tonight, we would so glad to be hearing from you about that tonight. And just letting you know, it was a very good message, Brother Quick, especially when you were talking about sorrowing for those who are out there that are lost. Amen. So who do we got with us, Sister Ruth?
Well, we got God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We got you. I got Emily, Brother Quick, and me.
All right. Well, Sister Emily, what do you got for us tonight?
That was a very good message tonight there, Brother Quay.
Thank you, sis.
And all I got to say, I know on a couple points you made, there's things that I still, even being saved, I still got to ask God to work with me on as far as my mouth. Because sometimes I open mouth and insert foot. And I still have to ask God to learn to control my mouth a little bit better.
He'll do it if you ask him.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. He sure will.
Amen, sweetheart.
Also, Brother Quick, I know Ken already mentioned at the beginning of the show to be keeping me in prayer. The other day I rushed through my apartment not paying attention to what I was doing. And they've got those four-wheel carts. They have like 3, 4, or 5 drawers on them. Not watching what I was doing, I rushed around the corner, flipped over one, and hit my arm and my shoulder into a dog statue, and now I got to go down and get my arm checked. Because I can't even move it without the muscle area and the one. And with that, I'm complete, Ken.
All right. Well, Sister Ruth, you got anything to say?
I'll pray for Emily that she's going down to get that worked on. That doesn't sound like it feels very good, so I'm glad she's going to have it looked at. And I also wanted to thank the Lord for Brother Quick's message. I remember the day I got saved. I was 14 years old, 1974, and my favorite scripture is all about 5 and 6. So, I love it. So I just praise the Lord for that. Just pray for all the requests we had earlier. All those people that we get now on the lost and found. I think I read 50 names, right, Kenny?
Yep.
But we got to pray that God will find those people, too. I believe the Lord can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, Brother Quick, one thing I've kept up, got to get it recertified, but I've been taking every couple of years or whatever it's required is my CPR and first aid training. And when Emily came over to take care of an errand for me, she was mentioning her arm, and I said, let me look at it because I wanted to see how bad it really was. And from what I could tell by just feeling the arm, I really can't see anything broken, but it definitely feels like it could be bruised, but there's a possibility of maybe a minor break. And I told her, I said, you should still have that looked at because I, without being able to see on the inside and not knowing, I says, it seems it's pretty sore from the way, I mean, I barely touched her and it was hurting her pretty bad. I said, you need to have that definitely looked at. Something that I highly suggested to her, so that's why she's headed down there to have that looked at by the professionals and have that really investigated. I said, because that it definitely does not look right. I said, you need to have that really looked at it because it was pretty swelled. And I said, that it does not look good. I said, get it looked at because, in my own opinion, it did not look good. And I said, you better have that looked at. So.
Mm-hmm.
I just recommended to her, I says, because sometimes she'll come to me knowing that I know first aid, she'll come to me and she'll say, hey, you know, she'll either over the phone describe a symptom to me or if she's able and she's over here and she'll have me look at her and I'll either tell her, you know, if I realize it's nothing major, if it's something I can patch up, I'll patch it up. But if it's real bad, I say, get your behind down to ER. So, And she's always listened to me, so. In this case, I told her, no question, get yourself down there. So she definitely needs prayer for this because it did not look good.
All right. We'll be
praying
for
like
you.
That, Like I said, Brother Quick, I just got to watch flying through my house the way I do at times.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to fly through my house and not pay attention to what I'm really doing, and I go, what?
And then speaking of our prayer request for a bus, there was a lady that's been in contact with us because she was letting us know that she's given us some ideas because she is trying to help us support not only Tim Groover but our ministry as well. And she's in contact with a bunch of ministries down in Texas, and they put out this magazine to a bunch of Christians and different things, and they're willing to put us in their magazine, give us a couple pages for advertising, so that, you know, to help get the word out about our ministries and get us some support. And she also gave us some ideas as to a place that where we could get to spread like a link or something to where we could raise support as well. And so she said she's going to send us the information, and that should be able to help us out. So keep that as in prayer as well, because it's a place where we could, with the bus issue, we could set up a thing explaining exactly what we need for the bus, the funds and everything, and then when we wait until the funds are raised, and then we're able to get it. So that should work out, and we're praying for that as well.
All right, Brother Ken, I'm asking you now, did you get that Bible sent off to Maggie Belfry in Scotland yet?
No, we're working on, see, I had to take care of a few other bills here first, and then whatever funds I got left, and I'll be able to get the postage, see how much money I got left over from postage from our bill money, especially with us having a limited income. You know, we got to make sure all our bills are taken care of there, and then we'll know what we got left.
Do they know how much it is?
You know how much it's going to cost you?
My assumption, according to what the post office told me, it shouldn't cost no more than $20 to get that shipped.
Okay.
It should go book rate.
My wife just said it should go book rate.
Right, it should. But since it's an electronic device, and they figure, since I explained to them it's about a pound, that's all it weighs is about 1 pound, they said it shouldn't cost that much.
Okay.
But it's just the issue that it's an international shipment. That's why it may cost up to, you know, about that price. So.
Right. I understand that.
So.
Hey, Kenny, doesn't she sing for the Lord?
Yeah, and
that's what I thought she'd.
In fact, as soon as she gets over, she has a cold right now. She's going to be sending us a couple more songs because she sings, and then she sends us the songs, and then we play them on the Wednesday shows.
Okay.
Yeah. We've played a couple of her songs that she sang. She sent us the recordings, and then we played them on the Wednesday show.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, she sings different gospel songs, and she's got a real beautiful voice, even though, I mean, she does a real good job, and believe it or not, she has vision problems, and yet she does a beautiful job when she sings.
All right.
Brother Quick, I got a question here, dear.
All right, ask me.
Was that your beautiful wife I hear kind of giggling in the background?
I think so.
Hi, Emily.
Yeah, that's her. Emily, tell Brother Quick what your son said about his tractor.
Oh, because my son froze up an engine in a tractor. He was laughing, and he said, Mom, do me a favor. And I was kind of hesitant because sometimes when my son will ask me to do him a favor, I'm kind of hesitant to ask him what. He goes, Mom, he goes, ask Mr. Kenny if he can get a hold of Brother Quick. Ask him if he'll come preach funeral for Tractor if I blow it up.
Oh, good.
I figured I'd give you the good laugh on that one, Brother Quick.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that Tractor's going to heaven, so I can't hardly preach a good message on that. So.
I told him, I said, you need to quit being so ornery. He goes, I can't. It's too fun.
Yeah, I hear you.
I told him, I said, shoot, as ornery as I get it at times, I'm surprised Brother and Sister Quick ain't came up here and gave me a good whooping.
Well, all right. Well, let us get some serious announcements here out of the way, and then we'll get Brother Quick to close us in a word of prayer. Just want to remind everybody, if you wish to get a copy of this program or any other program here at the Success Radio Network, whether Station 1 or Station 2, you just go to Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio, and you type in the search box, Six Eyes Radio, just two simple words, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S space R-A-D-I-O. Click Enter, and once you do, two results will pop up, Six Eyes Radio, that's for Station 1, and Six Eyes Radio Network 2, that's for Station 2. You'll want to subscribe to both. That way you'll have all the great programming here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, both Station 1 and Station 2, on your device, so you can listen to both stations for your listening pleasure 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And then, of course, if you wish to help keep programming like this on the air, it doesn't cost you a dime to listen, but it does cost us to stay on the air, and we would appreciate a love gift from you. And that's easily done. If you're a PayPal user, just go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6 at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 6, at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 6, at gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. And if you're a Cash App user, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And then, of course, some upcoming programs that might interest you. Tomorrow on, of course, Station 2, you call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340 for Station 2 at 6 p.m. for My Daddy's Records with Brother Six Eyes. And you'll get to enjoy some of the music and or TV shows, depending on if it's My Daddy's Records or if he turns it into My Daddy's Remote for the great programming that his dad used to listen to and watch. And then, of course, here on Station 1, 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. And that will be at 8:30 p.m. is AJ and the Squad. And that's at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturday, once again, Station 2 at 8 p.m. is Backstage with Six Eyes, where he interviews different people, different artists, what have you, candlestick makers, artists, musicians, what have you. Hey, I might even ask him to see if he'd be interested in interviewing Brother Quick, since he's a musician. Knowing him, he'd probably go for it. All right, and he interviews different people like that. That's on Backstage with Six Eyes, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Station 2. That's on Station 2. You call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. That would be at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And then at 11:30 p.m. Eastern is on Station 1, Kickin' It with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. And you'll be able to enjoy great entertainment, news, and all kinds of interesting little things that they have right there with AJ, the squad. I mean, AJ, I got to get my days together here. That's Kickin' It with AJ, Six Eyes, AJ, Kickin' It with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Okay, I keep getting AJ and ATL a little mixed up there. Okay, but that's the great programming that's coming up in the next couple of days, and I know everybody might enjoy that. So now we're going to turn the mic over to Brother Quick so he can close us in a word of prayer. Amen.
All right. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given us together, asking that you be with Brother Ken and this business that he brought up about Texas buses and the fact of being able to advertise their ministry out that way. And we're just asking that you just make this fruitful. And somebody's got a bus for them, and we know that, and they know that, and you know that. And we're just asking if it would come from Texas, that would be A-okay. So just minister on this need at the best that you know how to do, and we'll sure thank you and praise you for that. Now, Lord, we're just asking that you just continue to be with us in days ahead, and tomorrow I'm asking you just help us to know what your sweet will is for the day, and just help us to understand what it is that you'd have us to be preaching again this next Thursday night, and we'll sure appreciate that very much. Now, Lord, just go with us now. That you'd be with Miss Ruth, business taking care of where this, so she can get her injections in her back, and I know that she will be praising you very much for that. And we're just asking now you just continue to be with Ken and Ruth and Miss Emily and Brother Six Eyes, and just keep your hand upon each one and help each one. I pray that you be with Miss Emily with this shoulder that she's messed up, and asking you just help her to get to the doctor tomorrow. And I'm asking you just give her a good report on that. We would just really appreciate just sore muscles. It'd be a whole lot better than a broken bone. And just, I'm just asking you just minister on to her that way. Now just watch over us now. That you'd help Brother Ken get the money up and get this electronic Bible sent to Miss Maggie in the next day or so, and that would be wonderful. And I know that she'll be very much glad to have this in her possession. And I'm asking you just minister on to her and help her, as I don't think she can see much at all, about like Brother Cam. And so just minister on to them and help them. Thank you for Brother Ken and those things that he can do, even with no eyesight. Asking you just keep your hand upon him and help him to keep up with his being whatever it is that he's got to go through every couple of years, and just help him to keep up with this. And he can always help somebody along the way, that'd be for sure. to just watch over us now and help us this night to get a good night's rest. Thank you for my sweet wife. Thank you that even at this time of the night, she can sit over there and, as Miss M said, giggle. Well, she does a lot of giggling. I'm glad for that. So just be with us in a very special way now and give us that rest that we need this night. And we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen.
Love everyone. God bless. Good night.